How to buy stocks and bonds. I am a firm believer that unless you have the inside scoop or have a great investment advisor, the average investor is usually at a disadvantage. Therefore, 3 points of advice. Number one, do your homework before you invest. A dumb investor is a dead investor. Number two, hire an advisor if you can afford one and always research what you are buying. Don't go for the hot tip or quick hit. Those types of investments usually end up in the trash can. Number three, only buy companies when you understand what they do. It is always easy to go with the herd and buy what everyone else is buying. But remember what happened to most of the dot-coms you bought. Stick to what you know. Stocks and bonds are a dangerous game. So if you're in the market for them, my advice would be to be judicious. They are the gambler's gamble. You'll win sometimes, and you'll lose sometimes. Remember that the house has the advantage, and I would be more comfortable gambling in one of my casinos than I would on Wall Street. After all, if a company falls apart, the stockholders and the bondholders are typically last in line at the junkyard. In my casinos, you'll be a lot more comfortable, and you'll probably win a bit more as well. If stocks are irresistible to you, then always invest in ones that you understand. I understand real estate, the nitty-gritty terms of the deals, but also the nearly indescribable forces that make the real estate market tick. I don't understand biotechnology or computers or lumber, so I'm not going to throw my money at those industries. If you're already gambling, why play a game where you don't even understand the rules? If, on the other hand, there are companies and industries you know, take your role and go. When picking stocks and bonds, the bottom line should be the people involved. There are some great companies with some great products, but if a klutz comes on to run the show, the company is doomed. If a pharmaceutical company develops a pill that extends life by 100 years and everyone goes nuts, the company will still fail if a loser is in charge. So pick your stocks like you would pick your surgeon. You're not going to have an incompetent operating on you, so don't have an incompetent tending to your money. And then look closely at the numbers. The company should be growing by leaps and bounds each year. If a company's profits have been growing by only a small amount per year, or even losing money, ditch the stock or bond and invest in something else. Since the risks of the stock and bond markets are so enormous, you should be playing only if the rewards outweigh the risk. And always remember that the proof is in the pudding. CEOs will make promise after promise about future performance, but if the results haven't been delivered before, don't expect them to be delivered next time. Sell the stock or bond and move on.